This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. He was on my show back in May. We're talking about Atomera Minerals Corp. They trade on the TSX up there in Toronto. You can find them under the ticker symbol ADZ. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DDNFF. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the CEO and president, Mark Colababa. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate being on.
You know, you guys are up there milling in nearby Republic, Washington. That being said, earlier this year, you initiated an extensive IP geophysical survey and recently set out to test a number of these anomalies. And you guys are finding about 19 grams per ton in that gold intersection. Is that what led you there?
Yeah, we have looked at a lot of different techniques and exploration methods in the past. Very strong focus on magnetics. And we wanted to step away from that and use something called IP, or induced polarization. And we did this survey early in the year, and we started testing those targets. And I think it's absolutely what led us to the 19.4 grams per ton, because it's the IP that we followed, and it took us off of the mag signatures.
You know, last time you were on my show, we talked about doing our first drill back in August. That's came and went. I want to know, can you report any results from that essay?
Well, you know, the 19.4 grams per ton is one of those. That was, I'll put it this way, everything that we've drilled this year in terms of being on an IP anomaly, they've all returned some gold values. And the best gold value, of course, is 19.4 grams per ton. That was at the bottom of the hole. We got that over 1.07 meters. So at the bottom of the hole, the drill hole stopped in that high grade zone. So we need to go back there and see how wide that is. But that's a pretty significant intercept for us, and that was probably the best result we got out of our drill program this year so far. We're still drilling, by the way.
Did you say 1.7 meters?
Yeah, 1.07 meters.
So we're talking about just a little bit under 3 feet, correct?
A little over
3 feet, yeah.
A little over 3 feet.
How important or significant, if you will, is 19.4 grams for my listeners per ton?
I think it's very significant for us because, first of all, we're on a property that's been mined in the past, and this is the highest grade zone that's been intercepted outside of the mine itself. So we're 300 meters southeast of the mine, and we're now hitting 19.4 grams per ton over 1.07 meters at the end of a hole. Now, how significant is that as a discovery? We're going to soon find out, because we need to go back to see how wide that zone is and then see if we can hit that multiple times and see if we can start to define a concentration of mineralization. So, you know, for us, it's very significant because we're going back to follow up on an actual drill result. We're not just chasing geophysical anomalies at this point.
You know, the mine that we're talking about is the Republic of Washington. We're getting into the winter part of the year. Are we done doing what we're going to do? We're going to pick everything up in the first or second quarter. Just give us a time frame, if you would.
You know, no, we're just, you know, we're going to keep going here. You know, we're just pulling the drill off one of our targets called Lamefoot South, and we're moving the drill back over to Overset, where we got the 19.4 grams per ton. I'd say by the end of this week, we're all set up to keep drilling out there. And, you know, we're in Washington State. It's, you know, it's a lot further south than what I'm accustomed to working in far north. We get a much longer season here. You know, we can work,
right?
We can certainly work through December, and we'll take some time off to get through the coldest part of the year. But, you know, you can start working again in February, March, very easily.
My guest today is Mark Colababa. He is the CEO and president of Atomera Minerals Corp. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ADZ. They also trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DDNFF. They're trading at around 3 to 3.5 cents a share. So what is your next step and maybe target our M&A? We go from here.
Well, as I said, we got the 19.4 grams per ton. That's a pretty important thing for us. We're going to go back and see how thick that is and how wide that is. What it's done for us, that result, is it's taken us off of, you know, a lot of the old targeting, and it's put us into an area that has not been tested. And, you know, I guess it's really opened our eyes up to the fact that we're now following the trend of the mineralization, not the trend of the magnetics, which has been done in the past. we're testing a pretty broad area that has not been tested. So if we can continue to find something there, we're going to have a very, very big change in what we're looking at here.
You know,
our program would significantly increase, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. You guys are going to drill more than just one hole. That costs a lot of money to drill a hole. And how are you guys going to raise money, or do you have enough money in the coffers that you don't need to do any of that?
We typically raise money on the, through private placements. And, you know, we'll do that. We've been raising fairly small amounts of money. Our budget on that project this year was about $300,000 US. So it's a pretty small budget, but we've been able to really push it along and do this early stage testing and try to, you know, hone in on a mineralized zone.
The area that you guys are in has already been a discovery of 6 million ounces of high-grade gold in that area. That being said, what would you like for my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, you know, I really like working in areas that are proven producers. We're looking for high grade because you never know what the gold price is going to do. So high grade is clearly a good place to be. And we're in a district that's not only got mining history, but there's a mill sitting there that is in care and maintenance. So we are trying to find something that's about probably less than 3 miles away from the mill. So that's a pretty exciting opportunity for us.
For my listeners, if you're looking to invest in gold or gold stocks, look no further than Ademera Minerals Corp. They're trading, like I said, around 3.5 cents a share. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ADZ. Also, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DDNFF. In closing, Mark, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate?
I would say, if listeners get a chance to go to our website, we have a short video there that just describes what we're doing with IP and, you know, the target that we're hitting and why it is significant to us. I think that's worth going to look at. And, you know, there's just a lot of good information on there to see if you're a new listener and you don't know the story.
Mark, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on up there in Washington. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.